Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us here at True Bethel Church, just minutes away from where the massacre of 10 innocent lives occurred yesterday afternoon. It's a community I know. It's my hometown. And this just cuts right through our hearts as people care deeply about everyone who lives here and think about the lives that have been shattered through this act of violence. And it was not a random act of violence. I want to be clear. This was a calculated, intentional execution of innocent individuals simply based on the color of their skin. That's not our speculation. Those are the direct words of the accused who will be brought to justice in this community. I encourage all to stand up and speak out against this horrific act. There is no justification, no rationale. And as leaders, we have to focus on two critical dynamics here. One is that the philosophies, if you will, of white supremacy and radicalization that is occurring on social media platforms is dangerous. It's continuing unchecked. And it'll lead to further death and destruction of lives if social media platforms don't take responsibility for posting the content that is out there, monitoring the content. Secondly, this is also the fact that guns are so readily available. New York State has strict gun laws. The gun that was purchased under the state laws could not have been capable of the massacre that occurred here yesterday. It was other magazines brought in from another state. We're going to identify the source, and were added to this weapon to create a weapon of mass destruction. So I'm here to take any questions, but this is a community in deep, deep pain right now.
Governor, how do you go after that as the top lawmaker in New York State, going after social media? What can be done legislatively to curb that recruitment that's going on the social platforms?
We'll continue to monitor, but also this requires a national response. You know, this is occurring globally. You know, there was a massacre at a mosque in New Zealand, you know, that was live streamed. You know, the manifesto from that was shared globally. You know, this is not a new idea that this individual in Broome County came up with. This had already been out there in the domains. And so it requires the national leadership to ensure that the leaders of these companies, the social media platforms that are the opportunity for this information to spread, they need to be held accountable. They need to prove to us that they have left no stone unturned in the pursuit of identifying this hate speech and hateful messages the second they are posted. They should not be able to last 1 second after posting. They need to come up with the ways to monitor. Yes, I'm sure it's expensive, but these are wildly profitable organizations. That is not an excuse. At the state level, though, we'll continue working with our law enforcement to monitor what we can see in terms of what's posted on social media as well, and that happens at the FBI level. We have an intelligence center in Albany, and we work closely with state and local partners as well and federal partners to make sure that we're aware of any threats and that they can be tracked down as well.
Governor, can you talk, you mentioned yesterday about making an announcement on Tuesday. I'm sure you can't go into great detail, but can you kind of foreshadow what you're speaking about?
No, as New York State is safe with the strictest gun laws in the nation, we also know that one of them is right now being considered by the Supreme Court. And we don't know if it's going to survive the scrutiny of the Supreme Court. We believe that it should uphold that, we should be upheld. But this is a Supreme Court that has already telegraphed that long-standing rights are not necessarily sacrosanct to them. So that's another topic. But we don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. I will also say that we've identified certain weapons that fall outside the categories of what is legal, because the criminal element, they're very smart about trying to get ahead of us. Ghost guns, for example. We had outlawed ghost guns, and they've been confiscated in many crimes across the state of New York. The increase has been incredible. How many people are able to manufacture their own gun at home based on a kit that they purchased? There's no way to track it. There's no licensing involved, none of background checks, none of the safeguards we have in place apply. So we've also found some other category of guns that we'll be talking about on Tuesday.
Sorry, but time for just one more.
Governor, from the state's perspective, what sorts of resources are coming towards Buffalo for the victims, for the people in the community, the folks who might not have access to their neighborhood grocery store now?
No, we are absolutely, our head of emergency services, I was on a briefing call early this morning, late last night. So we've deployed individuals. First of all, state police have been embedded since the very beginning, you know, using our intelligence, gathering information, tracking, also to be able to not just deal with what's happening on the scene here. Buffalo Police Department is doing a very thorough job, but also state police have already gone down to Broome County and were able to investigate the perpetrator's home and find out what evidence is there and collect that evidence and make sure that it's protected. So it's the law enforcement side. It's also just finding out what these families need right now. You know, even, you know, the cost of funerals. Reverend Al Sharpton has offered that his organization would pay so people don't become subjected to scams. There are scams out there, you know, GoFundMe scams where the money does not end up going to the families, and that's something I want to caution about. So we're on the ground in many different ways, but it's something I'm taking very seriously because I know this community better than anyone, and it's this is personal.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. We've got to move on. Sorry.
One more news. Just tag on what Andy said as well. This gunman, the shooter, essentially cut off an essential food source for the community. So what happens moving forward? Because that was the only game in town for this community where it is considered a food desert. That was the only oasis there. So what is what can you do to help this community getting the resources they need, basic food?
Well, we're going to get the store open as soon as possible, number one. But also, you know, if people need transportation and access to the other stores, you know, we're certainly going to find ways to help them, working with our local social services organizations. We don't want anyone else to have their lives disrupted from this heinous act of violence. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.